A reading from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So today our message is on encouragement, and that seems easy enough, right? Yeah, not so much. I mean, I couldn't figure out even where to begin. All of my life, I have received encouragement from different places. So, you know, to pinpoint something that wouldn't take me all day long to share, I decided to start in the year 2020. So in February of 2020, I attended the Eco Gathering as an elder representative of this church. And during that conference, I was drawn to a breakout session they called Commissioned Lay Pastor. The session was for those who felt like they wanted to serve in the church, either leading small groups or youth or missions, and for those who wanted a deeper understanding of God's love, emphasis on leadership. So I was drawn, first of all, to the deeper relationship with God, absolutely. But at the time, I was the executive director of a nonprofit, and I was interested in the leadership aspect. So I thought, you know, when I retire, I, with this training, could be more effective in the church. And then on March 12th of the same year, a community within New Rochelle, New York, was declared to be a containment area. The traditional quarantine order was requiring that the individuals who presumed to be exposed to the coronavirus should stay home. And so it began, the coronavirus pandemic. At the very beginning of that pandemic, an employee at Mark came to my office early in the morning, and he said, "Charlotte, I've got an encouraging word from God for you." It came to me whenever I thought I was done praying for the day. But then he said, "God wants you to know this." And then he proceeded to read Psalm 91 to me. And during the pandemic, I prayed that psalm over my life, over everybody that I knew, over the organization, and God was faithful. And by the end of that month, I had begun my journey as a commissioned lay pastor, and with a cohort of individuals from across the country. I remember the icebreaker question being, "How many rolls of toilet paper do you have stored up?" We didn't know at that time the severity of the virus and how it would affect change, not only in our country, but in the countries across the world. I can remember watching the news thinking, "Gosh, it looks like a war zone," and experiencing anxiety and all with all the precautions and the rules and how it was affecting lives, the lives of the people I knew and loved and peoples I didn't know. And much like today, we find ourselves in another kind of pandemic, a pandemic of wars and rumors of wars. Our children are killing children, the political and the social turmoil. And maybe it's always been like this, but it seems more pronounced with all the social media and the 24-hour-a-day news streams. I can find myself getting caught up in the noise and begin to feel anxiety creep within my soul. And then I find it difficult to decide who I'm supposed to listen to. Who started the war? Why does it really even matter? Who are we supposed to trust? What channel am I supposed to watch? I don't know, maybe I should just bury my head in the sand and pretend like nothing's happening. It is during these times that we need encouragement. So maybe you have found yourself in need of encouragement, or maybe you have been the one that's been encouraging. But rest assured, through all of this, God is encouraging us if we will just listen. At the toughest times, God is saying, "Hang on to me. Lean in to me. I'll get you to the other side. Together, we can get through this storm." God is sovereign. God is who we trust. God is who we listen to. Let me pray. Holy God, we do thank you for the opportunity that we are able to gather in your name without fear and to worship and to hear your word. So, Lord, now we ask that you prepare us to listen to the truths that you have for us, and by your Holy Spirit, transform us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So during the coronavirus, the pandemic, God was calling me into full-time ministry. I began to recognize his encouragement. He directed my thoughts and my paths, revealing his plan to me while I quietly sat back and questioned him. God was arranging and rearranging all kinds of things in my life, and he was assuring me and encouraging me to come. The cohort facilitator and my fellow students, they encouraged me and confirmed what God was revealing to me, but they had no idea what God was saying. Even my friends were encouraging me and, to spur on, and they had no idea what God was calling me to. I hadn't even told my husband, Ted. I was unsure why I was in denial, or was I afraid that, you know, if I said it out loud, it was going to be for real. So I just wanted to keep it quiet. But it was obvious, and the more I went along, the more obvious it became. So I finally surrendered in November of that year. And before March of 2020, I found myself here at our church at a session meeting, surrounded by elders and people that I know, people that I didn't know, and covenant partners, all encouraging me. And that brings me to stand here before you and give you a message of encouragement. The book of Hebrew, Christ is presented as sufficient and sovereign, and that we need to stay focused on him and encourage each other as the body of Christ. It says in 10:25, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Today's sermon text is from 1 Thessalonians, and the message says it like this. Speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope so you'll all be in it together. No one left out. No one left behind. I know you're already doing this, but keep doing it. Be patient with each person. Be attentive to individual needs. Be careful that when you get on each other's nerves, you don't snap at each other. Look for the best in each other and always bring out the best. As Christians, we are made complete in Christ. Because Jesus and what he did for us, we can have life and have it more abundantly. We have the Holy Spirit that lives within us. He is our guide. He is our friend. He is our ultimate encourager. But the truth is, we live in a broken world. In our day-to-day living, we can struggle with the powers of this world unless we're intentional about always giving thanks in all circumstances and looking to God for his word and to him for the encouraging words, and always leaning into the Holy Spirit. And if we don't do that, we're liable to get sucked in to the turmoil of this world. Encouragement plays a big role in everyone's life, and especially in the lives of Christians, because God has called us to model his love to a broken world. We're all in different stages of transformation. Some of us are new to our faith, while others are strong. Some are well on their way of what it looks like to reflect Christ's love, having spiritual disciplines and rhythms established. And we all come to church in a different stages of despair, wore out from the past week of work and all the stuff we have to deal with, worn out because we've just had an argument with our spouse, or the scramble to get the kids all fed and dressed in the car and to church on time. Or maybe it's just because you feel like you're living a mundane life, and that kind of leaves you blue. In his letter to the Thessalonians, Paul says, we need a Christian community. We need each other to build up and encourage each other. We are united in Christ, and it is important that we encourage each other. But before we getting into some more details about encouragement, there's a caveat. Encouragement is not false optimism. It's not painting an artificial, rosy picture for people who are hurting, nor is it telling them everything's going to be okay, because in fact, it might not be okay, at least not in the short term. And encouragement is about giving biblical hope, not false hope. Biblical hope is vertical. It comes down from Jesus because Jesus is the hope. Worldly hope is horizontal because it comes from people and the things around us. And the horizontal hope is fleeting at best. The most efficient way to encourage others who are struggling is to acknowledge their difficulties that they are facing and pray for them. Pray for God's grace to intervene into their lives and let them know they've not been singled out. They're not being punished. In a fallen world, bad things happen to good people. And when trouble pours down like rain, it falls on sinners and saints alike. Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 8 says, we are not of the realm of the flesh, but we are realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in us. God has placed the Holy Spirit in and around us. And because of that, we can encourage and inspire people, which is an important part of reflecting Christ's love to the world. This is important because most of the people that you meet or that you encounter are hurting in some way. Even if they don't show it on the outside, they're struggling. The problems might be grief or disappointment just from the day, or fear, betrayal, doubt, loneliness. There's numbers of issues. And then you add in wars and the rumors of wars, the whole social and political climate into the mix, things just get worse. But regardless, you can safely assume that the people that you interact with every day need encouragement. It's unfortunate that we live in a fallen world, and life can be hard. So you can rarely go wrong if you assume the people that you interact with need encouragement. And who knows? It may be totally possible that you are encouraging them and confirming a call on their life, or encouraging them in a way in which they are be able to finish the race. Encouragement and inspiration, though they are not the same thing, work closely together. More importantly, they work in tandem. It's easier to inspire someone who feels encouraged, and easier to encourage someone who feels inspired. Encouragement is usually provided in a form of words. Inspiration, on the other hand, is best by example. And together, encouragement and inspirations reinforced by an example can help people to overcome their struggles, to spur them on, to point them to Christ. Inspiring those around you means being an example that encourages them to have hope. Remind them, those that are hurting, that no matter how bad things may seem at the moment, God has never left them. God is with them. And he's not going to leave. And that is true whether they're a believer or not. God is with them. Remind them that to place their fears and their doubts and their disappointments at the feet of Jesus. Jesus wants to, and he will, walk through them. Walk through the whole ordeal with them. People want a good life, absence of hopelessness. And most assured, those that are without hope, they're watching us, especially Christians. So it's so important for you to show your family, your neighbors, your co-workers, all those that God has placed around you, a Christ-like example. I've benefited immensely from encouragement and the inspiration of others. I shared with you earlier that how God and co-workers encouraged me during a pandemic, that something like we had never seen before. But as a child, my grandma encouraged me. Regardless of how I felt, God used my grandma to speak encouragements into my fears, my discouragement, betrayal, and insecurities. And God thwarted the enemy's plan, his scheme, to keep me in hopelessness or nothingness, to bring about his plan. And he did all that through words of encouragement. Our youth are living in a world that would love nothing more than to pull them down and suck them into a world of despair. That's what the enemy wants to do with our young people. So let us not to forget to encourage them. Encourage the young people, the children, your friends. Encourage the people, because God has a call on each one of their lives. Encouragement helps to push through any current pain and help them get to the other side of the storm. Or maybe it will help them realize that God, in fact, is in the midst of that storm with them. Encouragement may be the difference between someone answering a call on their life and making a decision that will change the world. We are to encourage each other. In today's world full of social and political evil, everyone is telling you what you should or should not do. All the voices coming at you at every direction. Every time you turn your TV on or your radio on, and maybe it's even your neighbors trying to tell you what you should or shouldn't do, it can all be a bit overwhelming. A word of encouragement offered just at the right moment can make all the difference from someone finishing the race or collapsing, or somebody pulling their hair out, allowing anxiety to get the best of them. Even though we know who is the king and who is sovereign, even though we know that God is in charge and that Jesus has already defeated the enemy, sometimes we just need to be reminded. It's important to look around you, to be sensitive to those that are in need of encouragement, to offer supportive words, to offer an act of service. Paul reminds us to encourage and care for those who are timid or weak, being positive and leaning into the Holy Spirit and allow him to show you who it is that needs that encouragement. This is not only what we're called to do, but it's who we're called to be. The Bible is full of guidance and encouragement and inspiration. In fact, I would say the Bible is the most inspirational and encouraging book ever written. And Isaiah 40 makes clear that those who remain strong in the faith need not be discouraged. They will mount up with wings like eagles, and they will run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And this is an important message to remember and to share with somebody who is struggling with discouragement. The whole key point to it is to point them to Christ and encourage them to wait on the Lord. We all have a place. We all have faith. And we all struggle from time to time. And so it is important that we face those struggles with encouragement. Perhaps the most encouragement verse in the Bible is for those who are struggling is Psalms 23. One of those verses say, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And you are with me. You are my rod, my staff. They comfort me." So even when the possibility of facing death, the Lord is there encouraging us, giving us strength, comforting us. From all these verses in the scripture, it's clear that our faith in God is the best shield from discouragement, and that we can share that with others. This is why it's important to use scriptures as your primary tool for encouraging others and for being like Christ when you are around others to inspire them. Encouragement costs nothing. Encouragement costs nothing, but it means everything. So let us meet together through the encouragement of scriptures that we may have hope. So when we're together in church, in small groups, in our homes, let's read the Bible. Let's sing praises. Let's pray together. Let's encourage each other. Let us share our personal faith stories and how God is getting us through whatever's happening right now, getting us through the real world, so that we may mutually be encouraged. And the pressures of this world are bearing down on us, and the enemy wants to break us. But let's not freak out. We have one of the most powerful men that ever walked the face of the earth, Jesus. We have the Lord our God. We have him to get us through. And let us not forget to spur on and to encourage our leaders, our children, our friends, our loved ones with prayers, with blessings, as they navigate the call of God on their lives. So therefore, one another, build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And we urge you, brother and sisters, to warn against those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. And make sure that no one pays wrong for wrong. And be always striving to do good for each other and for everyone else. And finally, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as a habit, so that we may encourage one another all the more as we see the day of the Lord drawing near. In Jesus' name, amen.